Yesterday, Denver was a site of a Remove Trump Now car rally and car parade. Democratic elected leaders and members of the public gathered at South High School. And KGNU's Dave Ashton was there.
Denver Public Schools Director Tay Anderson hosted, while elected officials like Attorney General Phil Weiser and State Representative Leslie Sherrod voiced their strong support for President Trump's removal from office after Wednesday's violent insurgency at the nation's capital. Most rally participants remained in their vehicles and tuned in the speakers on Director Anderson's Facebook live stream.
So I bring you greetings from Congresswoman Diana DeGette, who says, I want to thank you for the invitation to speak this morning. I wish I could be there with you all for this important event, but I had to stay in Washington, D.C., where she is currently working with several of her colleagues to impeach President Donald Trump for a second time. And ultimately remove him from office immediately. What took place in our nation's capital this week was not a protest, it was an insurrection. The President of the United States, standing blocks away from the U.S. Capitol, urged his supporters to lay siege on the building and try to stop us from certifying the election for his opponent. He attempted to bring down our government because he lost an election. There should be no place in our society with such violence, and none of us as Americans should be willing to tolerate this behavior from our president. President Trump once again has shown he is a real danger to this country and unfit to lead. If the vice president and cabinet do not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office immediately, then my colleagues and I are ready to move forward with impeaching him on Monday. Yes. Now we are going to go virtually to Representative Joe Salazar.
I'm going back to 2015, when Donald Trump started his demonization of Mexicans, of blacks, of Muslims, of indigenous people, Asians, women, homeless, non-Christians, LGBTQ, disabled, the Jewish community. This was a Nazi-level denunciation of our neighbors, of our family members, and a large number of white Americans understood his language. He told us who he was, and black, brown, indigenous America believed him. Our congressional delegation encouraged him, excused him, stayed silent, or tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. People like Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn, Scott Tipton, and Cory Gardner. And yes, we even had members of our own delegation trying to excuse his behavior, like Michael Bennett, when Michael Bennett said that he felt that Donald Trump's racism could be rehabilitated. We knew what was in his heart because he was saying it. And when a person says it, you believe him.
My name's Wendy Howell. I'm the state director of the Colorado Working Families Party. We are also the anchor of the Democracy Defense Coalition here in the great state of Colorado. And we have been working overtime after the election to protect our democracy. And we have seen unprecedented assaults on our democracy, not just this week, but leading up to it. Because let us all be clear, there were things that led up to Wednesday. There were lots of things that led up to Wednesday. Not least of all is the President of the United States refusing to accept a peaceful transfer of power. We have seen all this week and leading up to it, traitors wrap themselves in the flag and say, this is 1776, in an attempt to overturn peaceful election results in America. That is sedition. That is not, those are not patriots. Those are people who are seeking to undermine and overturn democracy in America for the cult of personality of one man. And there is a word for that, and it is not democracy, and it is not patriotism. We also see in this country, and we know, that we have a long, long history of white supremacy and white nationalism. And we see that in play this week, because in truth, it was white supremacists and white nationalists who rose up. They were offended that black people and brown people had votes. They attempted to draw this line between legal votes and illegal votes. And guess who the illegal votes were? And we see that they have spread these lies, including two of our own Congress members, Boebert and Lamborn, to the point that they were willing to sign on and vote for an effort to overturn the will of the people in this election. You, sir, and you, madam, are not patriots, and you must leave office.
This is democracy.
As hundreds of vehicles rolled out to commence the Remove Trump Now car rally and car parade, organizers urged them to remain tightly together, crawling in a line at 5 miles per hour from Denver South High School, down I-25, to head northbound on Lincoln Street, past the state capitol, across town to Manual High School. Similar actions happened this weekend nationwide, calling for the removal of the 45th President of the United States from office and full force of law brought to those who enabled last Wednesday's mob violence. For KGNU, I'm Dave Ashton.